This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Lieutenant Harp, secure the Earth.
Yes, Captain.
Doctor Who, The Minds of Mandor, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Jackson Rees, Part 3.
You know, the elements in this mineral are intriguing, never mind the chronon particles. Have you ever tried testing this in liquid form?
I did a short test just before you arrived, Doctor. But I was not able to complete my observations.
I see.
Do you want me to get the liquefier, Doctor?
Yes, please. Thank you, Amara.
You're most welcome, Doctor.
It seems my young assistant has taken to you. And she forgets who is in charge here.
Well, perhaps she just responds better to common courtesy, rather than being barked at and disregarded at every turn.
You really do like to try my patience, don't you, Gallifreyan?
Oh, I don't single anyone out. It's just a gift I naturally possess.
And one that could well get you killed one of these days, Doctor.
Possible. But I do keep pressing my luck.
Yes, you do.
Ah, thank you, my dear. There. That should take a few minutes. Now, I don't suppose you have any ginger pop on this station, do you?
Ginger pop?
Some refreshment. I am rather parched.
I would be happy to fetch you something from the refrigeration unit.
That would be absolutely splendid, Amara. Thank you.
Amara!
Yes, Dr. Borsch?
You will stay right where you are.
Well, if it is an inconvenience, I guess I could do without the drink. Of course, if I die of dehydration, I could hardly finish what I've started here, but that's absolutely your call, Borsch.
Oh, very well. Go and get the doctor some refreshment.
Yes, ma'am.
And be quick about it.
Lieutenant, did you run into any resistance while you're holed up on this base?
We did have a run-in with one of the miners, but...
Lieutenant?
Tell her, Braxa.
Yes, what happened here, Braxa?
The miner, Captain. He changed somehow.
Changed? What do you mean he changed?
It was like he was possessed by evil.
Shut up, Jardin.
I see. All right, look. I'll just ignore this little dreck you just told me, because I simply don't believe a word of it. But what I want from you two right now is for you to go back in there and find this miner. Bring him to me alive if possible.
You want us to go back in there after him?
Is there some problem with the acoustics in this chamber? Take one of Lieutenant Harrow's men if you feel you must. But I want this miner found and brought to me. We cannot afford any loose ends on this job. Too much is at stake, Braxa. Do we understand each other?
Yes, ma'am. We'll follow your orders, Captain.
Good. Then so at once.
Yes, Captain. Come on, Chart.
Who are you? Oh, you're one of the miners, aren't you? Should you be in this section? Shouldn't you be in the lower levels, helping with the defences? My function? Oh, I'm Dr. Borsch's assistant. I work in the lab. That's correct. Yes. Now, can I just get back to them? I don't understand you. Why would a miner need to ask me to take... Unless... you're not a miner. Who are you? Mineral? We? I really don't know where it is. I don't think so.
She's taking an awfully long time just to collect something from the refrigeration unit. It's only 3 doors down the corridor.
Really? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. She's probably daydreaming. Silly girl. She's always miles away in her own thoughts when you need her.
Oh, way to go, Amara. I've got to find a place to hide. Boss! Wait a minute. Ventilation shaft. Just made it. I wonder if I could find a way back to the lab through here. It's not safe out there with that thing. Come on, Amara. You can do it.
Not much further now, sir.
Excellent. Now we can deal with those grailing spade pirates once and for all.
Sir, are you all right?
I'm fine, Regan. Where am I?
Sir, you're really perspiring. You don't look well at all.
I'll be all right. Stop fussing over me.
Sir, it's quite obvious that you're in no shape.
Nonsense. I'm in tip-top. Oh. What's going on?
Trino, take Foreman Mixton back to the sick bay.
Yes, sir.
The rest of you, with me.
Captain, there's movement up ahead.
All right, this is it. Get your men into position.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Lieutenant.
Attack!
Repeat, all secondary security forces are to proceed into the mine shaft at once.
A According to the computer readout, the whole lower mining shaft has just become a war zone.
Borsch, you're sure these aren't your friends coming to collect what you've discovered here?
Believe me, Doctor, I'm as in the dark as you are about these new arrivals.
Very well. Then I wonder who it could be.
Perhaps one of the outer governments has actually gotten bold and sent some mercenaries to force this cure from us.
Are they likely to do that?
Oh, we have heard rumors that such a plan has been hatched. They're tired of waiting for affirmative action from the inner governments. There's a lot of civil and governmental unrest in this sector of the galaxy these days, Doctor. You should keep up on current events.
As much as I travel, that's not easy to do. I'm afraid I've been out of the loop for some time. Not that all that much has changed since I decided to leave this sector for pastures anew. However, I have a feeling I've missed out on a lot just lately.
Ho-ho, you have. There are changes coming to this sector of space, Gallifreyan. Changes that your people will just have to learn to deal with.
We shall see. You've given me one possible theory why these mercenaries would be here, but I'm sure there are others. What else might be going on here? What could these mercenaries be after if they're not working for the outer government?
It's either for the cure or the minerals. But whichever it is, whoever is behind these mercenaries knows there is profit to be had here.
Well, if they are after the cure, wouldn't this lab be their objective location?
You're right. Maybe we'd better leave this part of the station.
Wait, we don't know all the facts yet. There's something very strange going on this asteroid.
Has been vented into this section. I must be going down to the mine shaft. It's getting so hard to breathe. Where did you put that emergency oxygen mask, Amara? Oh, that's better. There must be an exit grill here somewhere.
Doctor? Hello, Doctor?
What? Oh, sorry. I was just thinking, Amara has really been gone for some time.
Oh, forget about that silly girl.
Did it ever occur to you that Amara could be in real trouble out there?
Did it ever occur to you, Doctor, that for once you might simply be wrong?
No. Well, it's not likely.
You really are the most infuriating man, Doctor. Do you know that?
Probably. Now listen. I think we should go out there and see if we could find her. And as we've already established, this location isn't the safest place to be on this station.
Is there a safe place on this station, Doctor?
Doubtful. But I'm still very concerned about Amara.
Why has she become so important to you in such a short amount of time, Gallifreyan?
She's an innocent in all this, Borsch. I know that means very little to you. Still, besides that, I have this uncanny feeling that she and I have a lot more in common than meets the eye. Now come on, we've wasted enough time arguing. It's time to go find her.
Oh, very well, if you insist.
I do. Now, you know this station better than I do. Where would she go if she ran into trouble?
Possibly the command center, or perhaps she's in one of the mine shafts. And then she might have gotten lost trying to avoid the battle. She's still unfamiliar with much of this base.
All right, we'll start there and work our way through the whole base.
Let's hope we don't wander into the war zone.
Let's just hope that isn't where she is. Now come on!
Yep, it's a storage room, all right. We better get rest before we come up with a plan. Running up and down all these checking tunnels is wearing me out.
When we were kids, I remember me being the slow one. You used to race around all over the place.
Yeah, I remember, little brother. Seems to be taking its toll on me now. But all this trek, doing the dirty, dangerous jobs, it's too much.
You're serious?
You better believe you're Rima, I am. In fact, I intend for this to be my last job.
What? I thought we were a team. In this together.
One day you'll do the same, Jordan. I hate it more than you do, which means I have to quit.
so, what will you do?
I'm not sure. I want to see our home planet again. Not endless cargo ships, mining stations, endless battle campaigns.
So this is our last mission? Our last fight?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, little brother. It's also my worst.
You mean because of that unholy thing, whatever took over Vaven?
Yeah, that thing, Vaven, whatever, scares the dreck out of me. I don't know why I was so afraid. Just came over me. I've never let anything get to me like that before. But that proves it, you know.
Proves what?
That your big brother is getting to be a shecking gremlin.
Nah, you're not that old yet, Braxa. But I'll miss you.
Miss me? You know, I was kind of hoping you'd come with me.
You mean that? You want me to retire with you?
Why not? After this trip, we'll make enough loot to buy a small moon, and all the wine and women we could both ever want. Now, how does that sound, hey, little brother?
It sounds like a plan to me.
Well, come on, then. What are we so drailing sad about? It's not goodbye.
Yeah, you're right. So, are we going to end this one fighting?
Yeah. Yes, Jared. Just as soon as I've rested up, we'll go out like we started all this. Fighting.
What did you stop for?
I thought I heard something around that next corner. Now tread gently.
What is it?
It's a sort of green light.
I'm not an idiot, Doctor. Don't treat me like one. I can see it's a green light. But where is it coming from?
It seems to be moving. Come on, let's follow it.
Well, where did it go?
It must have entered that hatchway.
This is the entrance to the mine.
Well then, this is what we were looking for. I suggest we keep going.
Suppose we're walking right into a trap, huh?
Then it's a trap we'll be expecting. That gives us the upper hand, I'd say.
Doctor, if you were to try anything funny, I'd make sure you regret it. Get us a couple of those mining helmets.
Not very stylish. And as for the color, I don't think
I'd choose... It's just for health and safety, not a fashion statement. Now get moving. I don't want to waste all day looking for that foolish girl.
I'm surprised you even agreed to look for her in the first place.
Let's just say you were very persuasive.
Was I really?
Perhaps your kind-hearted nature is rubbing off.
Well, now I know you're lying.
Let's just keep moving.
Galaxies is that?
I'm reluctant to say it, Dr. Borsch, but
Perhaps you were right. This thing we're pursuing might not be friendly.
I knew we should have stayed in the station.
Well, it's too late to turn back now. Besides, as you're so fond of pointing out, you've got a gun. How much harm could we come to? Oh, come on, I suggest we check out where the screens were. You know, I can see why this asteroid is such a gold mine. There are even trace elements of minerals in these walls. And we're not even in the main mine shaft yet.
It is nothing. Nothing compared to what shall soon be mine.
Greed and selfishness are the only things that will betray you, Borsch.
Don't press your luck too much, Doctor. Now keep moving and keep your personal opinions to yourself.
Report, Lieutenant Haro.
Gotham pinned down, Captain. We picked up a transmission. They've called for reinforcements, but for some reason they haven't come.
So, they look from their friends, eh? Excellent. We'll take this base within the hour. Lieutenant Haro, clean this mine out.
Yes, Captain Tree.
Doctor Who, The Minds of Mandor, starred Ron Smith as the Doctor, Rebecca McCarthy as Amara, Victoria Gordon as Dr. Borsch, Kyle LeBert as Braxa, Tech Gray as Mixton, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jillia, Joe Thomas as Vaben, Ellie Hirschman as Jardin and Dragan, Kyle Bors as Lieutenant Haro, David Michael Lyles as Trino, with Daniel Rushton as the voice of the computer. Title music by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. Incidental music provided by First Calm. Additional music provided by Midnight Syndicate from their album Vampire, featuring the tracks Unseen Eyes and Undead Hunters. Midnight Syndicate Gothic Nightmare soundtracks, copyright 1998 to 2005, Midnight Syndicate. All rights reserved, used with permission. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors. Co-producer was Ron Smith. Post-production editing and sound design provided by Gene Williams and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story, The Minds of Mandor, copyright Dreamhome Enterprises 2005. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, or its concepts and sounds, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dreamhome Enterprises, I am Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for part 4 of The Minds of Mandor, available now from Dreamhome Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.